The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more info.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
A friend of mine was at a farmer's market and somebody had the corn stand with the, it's spelled, well, they did the C-O-R-N, but it was just in the same font and stuff as corn. It was pretty great. So congrats to that person for picking that up. Very cool. And it was 69 cents per ear, however they sell it. Brett's busy looking at Lana Rhodes' Instagram because she's in the news right now. By the way, texting the word sithole, 97936, sithole.
There you go.
And then some people have done, oh, there she is. There's Lana. Sithole is also in, because Jay Gutentag did some research on it. There's a wheelchair, a tennis playing champion who's in wheelchair named Sithole down in Africa. And one of the most prolific serial killers in African history is a guy, last name is Sithole. 38 murders. You know, we've got serial killers. They go for a long time. 38 murders between July of 94 and July of 95. 38 murders. They couldn't find him. That's some bad police work.
Is that Abel Sithole?
Is that, I don't know if it's Abel or not. But look, Brady, nobody, look, again, you're going on semantics here. We're saying Sithole would have been much funnier. You can be right or wrong or other. You weren't right anyway, but Sithole, you seeing Sithole and trying to make an accent out of it is completely racist, and you know it and I know it, and it's hilarious.
I'm trying to be accurate with my words.
Since when?
I always have been.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so this this particular thing is the guy killed 38 people, the Sithole. 38 people in a year. So that's the word we're going on today. Sithole. But the reason that Brett's looking at Lana Rhodes is because now this is a level of notoriety 99.9% of us will never understand. Kevin Durant, and it just got revealed
the
as Kevin
Reaper.
Durant. So here's the thing. He's awesome. Plays for the Brooklyn Nets, if you don't know. Guy's a superstar, a couple rings. He's been chasing rings. He got Golden State, he got one. So anyway, so he was revealed because Lana started to talk, and she said, well, he plays in Brooklyn. He's a Libra. Well, the only Libra on the team is Kevin Durant. So it was real easy for Barstool Sports to figure this out, and they did. She told a story about how, and think of the balls on this move. He says to Lana Rhodes, hey, I'd like to go out with you. He gets, because that's what you get when you're an NBA player. So first off, you get a yes from probably at the time the most beautiful porn star going. She's like, sure, thumbs up. And he goes, I'm bringing a girl.
My date.
No date.
Oh.
He told her, I got this side piece that I run with. She's going to be there as a backup just in case you and I aren't working out. So I'm going to someone tonight. If it's you, that's great. If it's not, she's going to be sitting behind us the whole time. Brings a backup date to sit in the room while he's with Lana. And if it's not working out, he's just going to go, all right, go to the bullpen here.
It's a backup piece?
She was okay with it. Lana Rhodes was okay with it. Now, I'm not saying they're classy broads, but they were raised right. That's how you treat a man. How do you tell another, hey, look, I got this date with Lana Rhodes. And I don't know how this is going to go, but I would love for you to stand in the wings. And if I give you two fingers, that means we're going. If I give you one, you can go home.
Or maybe he's like, I double booked. But you know what? I'm going to take both
of
you out.
But he didn't take them both out. One sat and waited in the room. Well, he's on a date.
I'm saying I
with
have
a
the
porn
time
star.
With this one.
Yeah, if I strike
and then
out
you're,
here,
you're my 2 o'clock.
I'm gonna need you, but he didn't do that.
I know
it would have been great then, because then he could actually. But he, that requires your normal brain saying, "Well, I'd have to schedule this." He didn't have to. He's so famous that two women were like, "That's cool."
Okay,
I'm like, "Oh." So let me get this straight. I took a girl to a date. to wait for me to see if I was going to score with her. And if I was, she's like, my cab. I don't need you anymore. I got a ride. All right, thank you. Gone. That's amazing.
I'm impressed he brings a bullpen with him.
Of course. That's the impressive part. You have a bullpen that's willing to be like, Kevin, whatever you need me to do. Just stand and wait just in case this one turns out to be a bitch.
You get the day off.
Yeah. And then just give
I wonder if he has a 4-day or 5-day rotation.
That's amazing. Hmm. It's an amazing bullpen. Yeah, some of them have – their arms aren't
– I'm going with the lefty.
it's my throw day, but I'm not performing. Very impressive. And now the rumor is because Lana Rhodes is pregnant. Oh, ruined. Now that she's pregnant.
So is she there with
Hildy
now?
They think it's his. Yeah, she's done. Once a baby falls out. We're done here. You're no longer viable in that department as a porn star once a baby comes out. Nobody fantasizes about the kid in the other room. We want it to be. That's why Norm MacDonald nailed it years ago. He said, I hated porn where they wore condoms because it made me think of safety and AIDS. I'm not thinking of like responsibility during porn. I want it to be complete fantasy. He was 100% right. I don't want to know they're being safe. They're avoiding AIDS in my jerk session. I don't need that. So he was off porn for a while because of that. And he goes, now they don't use them anymore. It's better. Same thing. I don't need anything. You know, she just had a baby. I don't need to know that. If they had one and I don't know, that's one thing. But if I do know, it's like out. Because then it becomes an active, functioning human. And that's exactly the opposite of what we want from our porn.
19 Duggars in the other room.
Right. You don't want one of the Duggars to turn to porn. The only reason you're watching that is to see how blasted out that joke cigar looks. Anyway. So, tip your caps to the late Lana Rhodes, who is no longer a viable porn star.
Tip your cap to Kevin for bringing the bullpen.
Tip your cap to Kevin Durant for doing every man's dream and saying, I'm bringing a guaranteed player, but I definitely want to try with you.
Oh, that'd be great.
So, just in case you and I aren't vibing.
That's unbelievable.
That's amazing. I can't even grasp.
So, he's got the long reliever in the bullpen waiting to roll.
Can't even grasp. Like, you know, if you start getting hit pretty good, I'm going to move her in and just get you out of here. One of them had to go home. Because he didn't tag team. And Lana would have been up for it. I'm not sure the other one was. Impressive. Very impressive. Makes me kind of like Kevin Durant a little more. Now, he may be the one that knocked her up, but it's amazing. And everybody knows why. Because Kevin Durant is 7 feet tall. And the ladies are ruined for every other man. Once you've had Kevin Durant, you pretty much have to go with what he does. Because you're not going to go back to Brett or me. You're not doing it.
Kevin Durant was my last boyfriend.
What are you doing here? You have to live with him forever.
Yeah, but he likes other women.
You have to stay there. Or find the equivalent, which would be like a fire hydrant, so good luck with that.
Or Sam Cassell.
Cassell would probably match it up. But yeah, once you've had that, you just sit and wait in the lobby for your turn, because no man's filling that ever again. But congrats to Kevin Durant and anybody else who can pull that off. Could you imagine a woman saying that? I'd love to go out with you. Now, you don't mind if I bring a stunt dick to hang out in the lobby just in case yours didn't. You'd be like, that's interesting. I don't think I like it. But it is good for him. Congratulations. I think the Nets are going to win the champion. I know Suns fans, and I'm one of you, but let's be realistic here. That team's going to be tough to take down. At least we're losing to a legend. That's what we'll say. If the Suns make it and the Nets take them down, at least you know what? That Kevin Durant's somebody I can cheer for. Because he's living a dream that we don't even... I don't even dream it. It's my dreams are like, that's silly.
The only way maybe is if you really get, he gets a bad bullpen.
Oh, if you get a pig?
If you can impact his bullpen.
Yeah, when you're Kevin, you don't...
Come on,
I don't
who's
think
impressed with that?
If he doesn't have anyone to call up,
and
you block him.
Pig pen?
He has no bullpen.
Oh, well, that's you and me.
Well, no, I'm just saying, in order to get to Kevin Durant, you'd have to affect his bullpen, maybe.
Oh, I'm saying, you're talking basketball.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about in the sex game.
Oh, that's where
I was
at too, yeah.
You're saying you have to poison his bullpen.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to kill his bullpen, Brady.
No,
you're weird.
I'm not saying killing.
Yeah, don't listen to Brady. Don't,
I know a guy.
Don't kill, I know you know, especially you. Don't listen to Brady. Don't kill Kevin Durant's bullpen. Let him live his life. But pregnant Lana. Key Custer says, if Kevin's been in there, that baby already has brain damage. And how would you like to be Lana Rhodes' kid? I mean, think about it. You know, you find secrets out about your parents when you become adults. There's a video I know I could go to right now of Lana Rhodes with five dudes. And it would be tough for me. And because you know,
my mom was an entertainer.
Yeah, but you know.
Then I found out.
Parent teacher conferences are going to be crazy tough for some of those teachers. I remember, hi, Mrs. Rhodes. Yes, I'm familiar with your work. Little Destiny is doing fantastic in our class, and I'd love to have you. And I'd be calling, that kid would be, if I was Lana Rhodes' kid's teacher, oh, we got to have another conference. Got to have you on again.
Constantly be tucking it up in the waistband.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Rhodes, we have to come talk about your child again. She hit somebody with a flute.
I did not.
Shut up. I'm the adult here. I tell your mother what happened. I'd call her in every day. It's crazy. I am. And that would be tough to find out. Like, how would you like it if Mrs. Vesely turned out to have five-way gangbangs?
Oh.
And you find that out in junior high from your friends? They're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Once
it's out there on the internet, it's out there forever.
If Buns, I mean, you're embarrassed that Buns banged the Rockefellers for money and drugs, which you should be.
No, there was no drugs.
I'm not embarrassed by that. You know, it's a good kill. She should have done it. She was trying to better her life. But basically, that was the Kevin Durant of her day. Back when your mom was around, you weren't doing that with, they didn't even allow black guys in the NBA yet, so she couldn't do the real dream.
She's with Carol Young blowing her password money that she won that night.
With the Rockefellers. She's blowing more than that. Fantastic work. But you find those stories out about that, you know. I'm kind of named after my mom's ex-boyfriend. That was a weird moment. Find out that she picked her ex-boyfriend's name. Name me that.
Dan didn't care?
I don't think. He wanted me to be Alvar, so he was blinded by the fight. Alvar Augustus Holmberg. My mom's like, it's John. She just picked the first name that came to mind, which was, I should have married this guy. And I don't blame her.
The one that got away.
You know, marrying a guy who tries to name your kid Alvar, you think about your last boyfriend a lot. My mom was right to do it. And sometimes I think that if I was Alvar, I wish my mom would have married that John guy. I never met him. And you know how I found out? She had this, like, we're going through a bunch of her stuff, and we were back at my grandma's house. And I was like, oh, this is an old bag I made when I was in high school. And she made, like, some tote bag. My mom was kind of artistic, and she could paint and stuff.
She made me a pillow with
She painted your dog, and she can paint. Nice. So she's got artistic flair. And on the bag, it has the word John, like, on it. And I'm like, hey, you made that in high school. I wasn't around for another 5 or 6 years. Yeah. Like, who's John? That was my high school boyfriend. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, then? How come I'm named John, I wonder?
And she hung on to it?
Oh, no, it was at my grandma's house.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she didn't throw it away, but it was at, going through some stuff. Oh, she hung on to it. I was a constant reminder of that great fella. Good man. Better than the dude that tried to name me Alvar Augustus, that's for goddamn sure. It was a 3-day fight in the hospital. My mom just picked her ex-boyfriend's name and plastered it on me, and she was right. I mean, my middle name was almost of a lifetime, but my dad put a stop to that, which would have been great. 97936. You all are spelling the dirty word. We're saying sit, hole, which is the name of the lady that Brady so very internationally flared up a little Dijon mustard. Rock Wars is coming up in just a little while. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.